Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kelsey Conway covers the Atlanta Falcons for AtlantaFalcons.com. She's with the team and joins us now on the WadeFord.com hotline. Talk a little bit about the preps for the Eagles. Hey, Kelsey.
Hey, guys. Speaking of the heat, I don't know if you guys know, but the Falcons have actually been practicing half of their practice inside because it's been so hot. They finished the day yesterday outside, but it's that hot that they have those guys getting the reps inside.
Ooh. Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah,
it gets hot. It's still hot in Georgia, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's hotter, the weather or them under the collar with Dan Quinn. Have you seen, Kelsey, this team kind of take what happened in Minnesota and start to channel that at all?
Not really. I think that Dan Quinn's really good about resetting these guys, regardless if it's a win or a loss every Wednesday. He was obviously upset and frustrated after the game on Sunday. And like he said in his press conference on Monday, he's pissed off. They were pissed off. Matt Ryan said, they've got to play better. I think everybody in the team knows that they have to play better and they will play better. But it's not one of those things where they carry it on through the week. Yesterday, they were starting their prep for the Eagles. And in the locker room, it was energized. And you could tell they just seemed like they were ready for a home opener in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
92.9 The Game, we're talking to Kelsey Conway, Falcons team reporter. So, Kelsey, what do you expect from that right tackle spot? And with McGarry starting, how much do you think we're going to see Sombrello go out there that Sunday night?
I think we're going to see mostly Caleb McGarry. Dan Quinn was asked about Caleb McGarry's conditioning level and if he was able to play a full game. And he said, you know, we're definitely getting closer. He didn't say if McGarry will play the full game, but he said they're definitely getting closer, and he's happy with the way Caleb played in his opener. So I think it'll be a large portion of Caleb McGarry. We might see Sombrello here and there just to give him some breaks, but I think we'll be ready to see Caleb next to Jamon Brown, who will be starting in place of Chris Lindstrom, who was placed on IR this week.
Right, and out for an extended period of time here. So you have the veteran and Brown stepping in. Kelsey Conway covers the Atlanta Falcons. Kelsey, Dan Quinn talked about it with us yesterday, and, of course, we had that cut at the beginning of this segment, talking about that sense of urgency that the Vikings certainly had that the Falcons did not have, and how the Falcons are going to have to bring that sense of urgency from the opening kickoff in order to try to get this game off to a better start. Again, has that been a focal point, talking point that you've seen among the players this week?
Absolutely. I actually asked Dan Quinn that in the press conference yesterday. I said, how do you ensure that your team will get off to a faster start? Do you change something in the way you prepare? And he said, they're not changing anything. He said, but what they are going to do is they are going to do things to emphasize that during the week. So it's definitely a top of mind around here.
Talking with Kelsey Conway. Kelsey, can I go over here for a second? Maybe you can answer something for me, because maybe you heard something about this. I want to go back to the game last week. One of the things we did not see in the opening game was Matt Bryant. And for all the talk about bringing Matt back, we didn't get a chance to see him. They went for two. I still don't know why they went for two, but they went for two. Do you know why they went for two?
I think it's Dan Quinn's decision. But as far as Matt Bryant, I don't think any part of the Falcons' game plan went the way that they had hoped. I mean, when you get down 21-0, like Dirk Koetter says, you kind of have to change everything that you were planning on doing in the game just to try and catch up and get points. So I don't really think that the offense that we saw on Sunday was what we're going to see moving forward, including the usage of Matt Bryant. I think across the board it was just kind of a game where the Falcons weren't able to do what they wanted to do. And on offense, getting Matt Bryant in a position where he can do something wasn't something they were able to do. So I think in the future we'll see Matt Bryant, and hopefully he's the guy that we saw, but I just don't think there was an opportunity for Matt to get involved in the game.
92.9 The Game, we're talking to Kelsey Conway, Falcons team reporter. So, Kelsey, we look at the Falcons the Eagles defensive line and the Falcons, the Vikings defensive line. Do you see some similarities there, and do you see there potentially being a problem in the trenches this weekend?
I think I see a lot of similarities. The defenses are definitely different in that I personally think Minnesota's defense is better than Philadelphia's defense, but they both have great defensive lines, and you know that. Hugh Fletcher Cox has been a problem for the Falcons for the past couple of years, and if the Falcons are going to win, they're going to have to beat the Eagles in the trenches because Matt Ryan's been sacked 9 times in the last 3 losses to the Eagles. They haven't been able to run the ball, and they've been held to 12 points in those last 3 losses to the Eagles. So in order for Atlanta to get that win on Sunday, it's going to have to come down to winning in the trenches against that Philadelphia defense.
Yeah, it has been a case with Philadelphia. The history of Dan Quinn, Kelsey Conway, a Falcons reporter, and the Philadelphia Eagles goes all the way back to his first game ever, because his very first game was that Monday night game against Philadelphia.
Monday night game.
Yeah.
Yep.
That they won on that in his very first game ever. And, of course, some of the heartbreak that they've had on the road in Philadelphia. But you get it back home here.
Something Doug Peterson actually noted yesterday when he was talking to the Atlanta media. He said, it's a completely different ball game because the past 3 times we've had Atlanta on our home turf. And he said, we're preparing for Mercedes-Benz Stadium to be a really loud environment. And he says that completely changes the game. So, like you said, that Monday night game, I remember that crowd was roaring and it was an awesome atmosphere. So hopefully that'll be the case on Sunday night, because being in Minnesota last week, crowds can make a difference in the game for sure.
Yeah, no question about that. Sports Radio 92.9 Again, we're talking to Kelsey Conway, Atlanta Falcons reporter. Kelsey, now I'm going to ask you this question. This is you personally. Who do you pick your poison with when you're talking about defending the Philadelphia Eagles? Is it Zach Ertz, DeSean Jackson, or is it the Eagles running game as a whole?
Can I pick all of the above?
Hey, you know what? You can. Because, yeah, you can.
I think the Eagles have a ton of weapons. But I wouldn't even pick any of those. I would pick the Eagles' offensive line, because if the Falcons are able to get pressure on Carson Wentz and make Carson Wentz uncomfortable, you take away his ability to make any plays with DeSean Jackson. And obviously you guys saw last week when Carson Wentz had time, he hit 2 50-yard touchdown passes to DeSean Jackson. So that's obviously something to be aware of. But if the Falcons are able to get pressure on him and eliminate the passing game element of the Eagles offense, I think they'll be able to handle Philly's run game. I mean, they're definitely going to have to play better in the run game, but I'd take that matchup.
Kelsey, thanks for taking a few minutes. Do look forward to the game on Sunday night against the Eagles. We'll see you there.
See you guys there. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.